AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The police chief in San Jose, California, says the undercover officer who shot and killed a black man on Memorial Day feared for his life after the suspect allegedly forced open the officer's car door and pointed a gun at him. Demetrius Stanley was killed.
The handgun recovered at the scene on the night of the shooting was a 9mm unregistered, non-serialized ghost gun with an illegal high-capacity extended magazine.
Police video of the shooting was released after protests in San Jose. The man's family says that he was concerned that he was being stalked, not knowing that this was a police operation. A Florida sheriff is expressing outrage. Two young teens in youth detention were able to break into a home, steal guns, and then fire them repeatedly at police.
Volusia County, Florida Sheriff Michael Chitwood says eight of his deputies are now on administrative leave after a standoff with a 14-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy who broke into a home and used the weapons inside to fire on those deputies. An AK-47, shotguns, and handguns.
The 14-year-old made a statement, "I'm going to roll this down like GTA," referring to the video game Grand Theft Auto.
The 14-year-old was shot as she pointed a shotgun at deputies. She's in stable condition following surgery. I'm Tim McGuire.
The search is on for a killer in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Police are searching for a 21-year-old man suspected of killing a woman and three young children. The meetings ended between President Biden and Senator Shelley Moore Capito. They were discussing competing infrastructure proposals. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing the political fight of his life. His opponents have announced a new governing coalition that could force Netanyahu out. A source says Coach K will be soon retiring from the Blue Devils. Mike Krzyzewski will hang it up after the 2021-22 season. This is AP News. If you're waiting for Amazon's Prime Day, it's going to be coming earlier this year than usual.
Amazon usually holds Prime Day in July, but it's been moved to June 21st and 22nd this year because of next month's Summer Olympics. This is Amazon's attempt to get people to sign up for its Prime membership, which includes faster shipping and access to deals. Other retailers, including Walmart and Target, have their own Prime Day-inspired deals over those same 2 days, hoping to lure online customers. Prime Day is held in 20 countries, including the U.S., U.K., and Japan. I'm Ed Donahue.
A new study finds dissolved oxygen levels in hundreds of lakes throughout the U.S. and Europe have declined. That means the ecosystems are less habitable for fish and other organisms. Researchers say it's due to warming temperatures and decreasing water clarity, and that is caused by human activity. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.